my home studio. This is Don Lloyd, wondering how does the 1918 so-called Spanish flu epidemic compare to the current COVID-19 pandemic? What captures attention in any disaster is the numbers. It's certainly true for the pandemic of 1918. Flu killed more than the World War I military deaths. In 1918, 200,000 U.S. flu deaths were compared to 116 military deaths. People died within 24 hours of the first signs of illness, some within 12 hours. In some cities, the dead were buried in pits and trenches. There is consideration that the 1918 pandemic may have begun at Fort Riley, a U.S. cavalry post in Kansas. It's a hog-producing region, and it's under a skyway for migratory birds, as well as all the horses there. Incineration was the common way of disposing of large quantities of manure at the post. On March 9, 1918, a dust storm kicked up the smoke from one such incineration detail. It darkened the sky with a yellow haze. 2 days later, the first soldier reported to sick bay with flu-like symptoms at 10 a.m. By noon, 100 more had joined him. Of the 500 cases that week, 48 died. This coronavirus targets those 60 and older, as did that flu epidemic back then. As part of the Chelan News Leader on October 31, 1918, it was reported, while there have been no deaths from the Spanish influenza in Chelan, it does not mean that serious cases haven't developed. There are no definitive records of the number of influenza deaths in Chelan. Public records do note that there was a statewide regulation calling for all people to wear masks in public places. On December 10, Chelan is listed as one of the towns in the state that closed all public gathering places such as churches, clubs, theaters, but not schools. There had been a previous closure of schools, but that was lifted on November 14th. 4,879 people died in 1918 in Washington state of influenza and resulting illness. Roughly half of those were between ages 20 and 39. On April 1st this year, Washington had reported 6,600 cases and 262 deaths. More than 6,000 U.S. deaths were recorded to date, 250,000 U.S. cases, and over 1 million worldwide. It is estimated that one-third of the world's population was infected. We have developed vaccines and techniques for addressing pandemics. Still, the flu continues. So does our susceptibility. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.